Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the meme mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back of all my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. 33. And today is Monday, August the 13th. Monday, August the 13th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about one of my favorite, all these subjects are my favorite. But the thing that I really like sharing, and that is, you know, what is the best way to be you? And one of the best ways to be you, to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great toe-curling relationship with yourself, with God, and with others, is to enrich the lives of other people. Now, it sounds kind of corny. But today's message, we want to talk about the three steps or the three process or the three levels, if you will, that you must go through in order for you to be you. So today, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about how to get in the flow. So that way, or get the glow, I should say, and create the flow. That way you can continue to grow. So brothers and sisters, when we talk about getting in the flow, creating or getting in the glow and creating the flow. So you want to get the glow so that way you can create the flow. Then once you create the flow, it's just a matter of then just continuing to grow And it is this understanding of what that means when we talk about these three steps, if you will, glow, flow, and grow. Nothing really happens until you are illuminated, or until you glow. And then once you start to glow, that means you become a light that the scripture talks about that sits on a hill. And you become a lighthouse for others. And as a lighthouse for others, then you stop operating from a place of scarcity. So you can never invest scared energy. Let me say it again. You can never invest, you can never use, you can never oscillate, or you can never vibrate with scarcity. From a place of scarcity or being scarred or scared, you repel money, wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So everything that you're trying to ascertain, everything that you're trying to be, is repelled whenever you operate from a place of scarcity. So when you are scared, what happens is that means you worry. When you're worried, you're concerned, and you're operating from a place of fear, doubt, and unbelief, either knowingly or unknowingly. And so what that does, the Bible says that you cannot add one cubit to your lifestyle or to being you, because that turns off your glow. And so before we break down these three words, glow, flow, and grow, we must over and understand that when I talk to people every day, and even with myself, we talked about how we have to unlearn in order to learn. And I did a series back or show back where we talked about being a philosopher, then being an initiate, and then being a master. So mastery is the thing that allows you to automatically glow. So that is the goal. So the first step in this three-step process that we need to break down is the glow. Now, the Bible calls it the glory. Now, what I like about the Bible is the fact that, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do. It's a book that has been around. And because the book has been around, that book contains something that is very important for you to understand from an esoteric perspective. Anytime somebody puts energy into something, the more mass consciousness, then the more powerful that amulet is. So the Bible is an amulet. It is an amplifier. And so the way that you make an amulet, or the way that you make a sigil, or the way that you make a signet, is you take a symbol and you get a lot of people's energy and that they put into that symbol. Now, diamonds, for example, diamonds are sigils. They say, now whether it's true or not, I don't know, but they say diamonds are like rocks. They say diamonds are, you know, are plentiful. But they, this harmonious arrangement, the one percenters, the dominant culture, decided to polish these rocks and then limit the amount of availability to these rocks to create a artificial inflation or artificial value. Now, whether that is true or not, I don't know. All I know is diamonds, again, is really spelled the same way as demons or daemons or daemons. Now, diamonds, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. So diamonds have a value in it. So when we talk about the glory, the first word is glow. The second word is flow. The last word is grow. So if you get that step, if you get those three words out of order, it's like focus, discipline, and order, or faith, hope, and love, or Father, Son, and Spirit. They have to be in this particular order in order for you to grow. Now, it's very important that you understand when we talk about this particular order, because it's like over an understanding that the horse comes before the cart. The cart does not come before the horse. Because if you put the cart before the horse, the horse is designed to pull the cart. The cart cannot pull the horse. So when we talk about the glory, we're talking about basically the Shekinah glory that it talks about in the Bible. Now, remember, when we talk about an amulet, now anybody can make an amulet. Anybody can make a sigil. Anybody can make a signet. Anybody can make a logo. Because remember, it is a symbol that is used to attract. Now, a sigil is what they call a multidimensional symbol that operates what we call pictorial magic. Now, it is pixel dust. Remember the movie that they came out? That was a movie, I think, that was called Pixel Dust. Or pixels. Now, the Bible talks about make no graven image. That word image means pixel. Now, the reason why this is so important is because if we do not understand how magical power, what we call magic, magic is stuff that we just can't explain. Now, the Bible calls it a miracle. The New Age, they call it a magic. So if Moses opened up the Red Sea, we like, whoa, that's the power of God. Well, when they went to Egypt, it would be magic or some other place. So depending on the culture, meaning when Moses threw down his staff, the Egyptians, they threw down their staff, and they both turned the snake. But Moses' snake ate the other snake, meaning that his staff, his snake, was more powerful. So a sigil, now, the reason why this is so important is because most people don't have the time to do the research that I've done. And so when I talk about certain things, it's extremely difficult for a lot of people to understand what they call Christian mysticism. Now, Christian mysticism is just a fancy way of talking about the development of certain practices inside of what we call Christianity. For example, if we talk about the goat of Mendes, and a lot of people may not understand the goat of Mendes or the Baphomet, and a lot of people may not be able to trace the origins of the goat of Mendes or some of the other pagan, for lack of a better term, practices. And so without understanding and defining and tracing things back to the etymology, then you don't have the power, or you don't understand where the power comes from. Now, remember, we're talking about the glow. Before we get into the biblical context of it and talk about, again, the understanding of the science behind it, without this, now with this, you're unstoppable. With the glory of God, Moses was in the desert, and he said that he was led at night by a cloud, and then a pillar of fire by night, and a cloud by day. So Moses, in the biblical context, when Jesus walked around, he had, you know, this shine on him. He had the glow. Moses went up on the mountain, and then when Moses came down, it says in the text that his face shone, that his face was so bright that people could not look upon him. That's the glow. See, if you understand what I'm about to share with you today, and this will probably be a 2, maybe 3-part series, the best way to get rich is to enrich the lives of other people. Now, everybody talks about money. People tell me all the time, you know, and it's really, really interesting. The people that really don't have money, they always quote that scripture that money is the root of all evil. I never heard a rich person say that. I never heard a person who didn't have money and now have money say that money is the root of all evil, because they know that's not true. They know that money is an amplifier. This is what I'm talking about. Money just amplifies what's already there. Money doesn't create problems. Money just allows you to just destroy yourself with the problem that you had before you ever got money. Everybody in Hollywood that was whack, when they got money, they just became more whack. That money amplifies what's already there. That's the glow. Or the dark side. Now, remember, the glow, the opposite of glow is dark or darkness. So that's what we're talking about. See, you got to have the glow in order for you to activate the flow. So then you will continue to grow. So without the glory, without the glow, you have no flow. Now, tomorrow or today, when we start talking about the flow, see, I'm in the flow. The flow is a system that is in perpetual motion. It's automatic. Once you get the glow, the glow then ignites the flow, and then the flow allows you to continue to grow. Without the glow, so the foundation. So I want to take my time so that way you can understand the glory. Because without understanding the glory of what some people call mysticism, because this was way before, see, the Christian mystics, they overstood pathos, P-A-T-H-E-O-S. And so where we get the English word theologian. And without understanding the foundation of mysticism or the Gnostic or Gnosticism, which is the exact same thing that I talk about in all of my texts and all of my stuff, I just go a little deeper than what they call the elementary or the element of Christianity, which is where we get Jesus the Christ. And so without understanding that people debate symbols, it's like diamonds. It's like me saying that diamonds have no value because they say that diamonds are plentiful in South Africa or where they get them from. But why do they have so much value? Well, they polish them up and then they limit the supply so that way they artificially inflate the value. Now, if you don't know that, or if you do know that, does that decrease the value of a diamond? If just because I know where it's from. Now, you guys remember the movie Blood Diamonds? They were talking about how, you know, they take, you know, poor melanated people and they work out in these fields all day to, you know, and they kill each other. They do all this stuff just because they want to get these diamonds to Americans and other people who buy these diamonds. And so, you know, trying to make you feel bad for if you go out and buy a diamond. But obviously it's not working because I know a lot of people that buy diamonds. And so what's the point? The point is for you to understand the source of the glory. See, the power doesn't really come from the glory. Like when Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey, the power really wasn't in the jawbone. The people who got whooped by Samson with that jawbone, they probably assumed that that jawbone that Samson had was everybody went out and there was probably a rush on jawbones at their local Walmart store back in the day. I bet they were sold out. Every jawbone was sold out just because they saw Samson whoop 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey, but they didn't understand the source of the power. Now, see, if I lived back in the day and I saw David whoop Goliath with a smooth stone, emphasis on the word smooth. Dare you to look that up in the Greek. So David slew Goliath. Now we're talking about the glow. See, what's missing in your life right now is the glow. That's it. That's the only thing that's missing. Because when you have the glow, you automatically activate the flow. And when you activate the flow, then you automatically start to grow. It's a perpetual process because it's based upon magnetics, or what we call the magic net. And so it's electricity and magnetism. But we got to get into the meat of understanding the glory or the glow. Now, I've been talking about a guy sent me something that was pretty profound. As an etymologist, I understand that the power comes from understanding the meaning behind a symbol. That's the glow. The glow is the connection with the source. Not the symbol. Now, you use the symbol, jawbone, but you, again, you worship, you hang out with, and you have a relationship with the source, God. Now, you acknowledge the symbol, smooth stone, but you give homage to, you hang out with, you make sure that you connected with the source, God. So when David, they told David, I forgot the king's name. He told David to, hey, take my armor, dude, because Goliath is a bad dude, and you're going to need this. And David put on the armor, and it was way too big, and it was too heavy. So David, like, again, the glow. David understood his spiritual pin number. David understood his anointing. David understood his lane. David understood his purpose. He knew that his power was not in somebody else's armor. See, your power is not in somebody else's message. Your power is not in somebody else's book. Your power is not in somebody else's system. Your power is not in somebody else's, you know, whatever. Your power is in your connection with your source, which is inside of your purpose, which is inside of you. So God eternal within inside the body. That's where your power is at. That's the glow. So without the glow, you don't know. And if you don't know, you can't flow. And if you don't flow, you can't grow. So the problem that everybody has that's inside the life management system and people that I talk to every day is a lack of glowing. The reason that they don't glow is because they don't know. Okay, what is it that they don't know? They don't know what Samson knew. They don't know. Now, David went out to battle just like Samson did. So the battle, the war, represents your life. So David went out to battle. He got some advice from King told him this, that, and that. But then David remembered his source. And David said, I'm going to listen to my gut. I'm going to take my heart with me. Because remember, nobody else would go out there. David was like, okay, sure, I go. So when David slew Goliath, he was following and he was in his purpose. He was inside of his passion. He understood and he ignited his glory or his glow. So the glow, again, comes from a place of understanding that the symbol, the power is not in the symbol. The power is not in books. The power is not in stones. The power is not in jawbones. When Daniel was through and Daniel was in the lion's den, Daniel did not try to overpower the lions, fight the lions. They say Daniel stood and he just glazed up in the heaven. Then the next day, the king went down. Daniel was still there. The lions didn't do nothing. In fact, they said that he was basically sleeping on top of the lions. When they threw them three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, then King Nebuchadnezzar, they said, looked into the fire, and he said, hey, that's a fourth one. And he looks like, and he shines like the Son of Man. He shines like God. See, the glow comes from source. It doesn't come from symbols. And the problem with that I'm having is a lot of people are connected with the symbols. They're connected with amulets. They're connected with, again, electricity and magnetism. They're connected with worshiping the universe. Now, as I've said before, I'm an etymologist, and I like looking at words. And there was a guy, I forgot the guy's name, so if he's listening, I do apologize. But I need to give this guy props because the word universe means, uni means one. And then verse means song. Now, the Bible talks about the blind leading the blind. Now, this is the problem that's going on today. This is why you don't have the glow. Now, before I break it down a little bit further to give you the keys to the kingdom so that way you can drive this high-powered vehicle called you. Nobody listening to the sound of this voice or sound of my voice has a problem. It's just that you have not contacted the true source of your glory, meaning that you haven't had an audience with the king, meaning that when I talk, I have something called dunamis power. You do too. I got my power because I unlearned everything that I learned. And then I became a philosopher. That means that I engaged in the process of relearning. After I philosophized for a little bit, then I became an initiate. That means I admitted myself into my own society. That means I own routine. That's the flow. Number one is you become initiate. That's the glow. You got to unlearn what you've learned and then relearn. Number one, the glow is to unlearn what you've learned and relearn what God. Now, remember, David was given armor and weapons by his king. David dropped the stuff that was given to him that he learned, and he picked up what was in his gut was a smooth stone that he got from having a relationship with his father, with the big G. So David followed his gut. He followed his source. He followed his intuition. He's a philosopher. He was engaged in the process of a relationship with the big G. Then that allowed him to initiate himself into a obscure secret society. What's a secret society? David, now remember, if you worship in private, God will reward you in public. If you worship in public, you get your reward. Never, let me rephrase that. If you're just doing it for show, you're not going to know. If what you're doing is for show, you will never glow. If you never glow, you'll never flow. If you never flow, you will never grow. So remember, if you do it for show, if you do it for attention, you have your reward. God ain't going to give you nothing. It's only what you do in private that God will reward you in open. So David has a personal, private, productive relationship with the big G. Now, what does that mean in English, though? That means that the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet activates the 12 numbers that's inside your Dear Kneel report that activates your 7 chakra systems. What does that mean in English? That just simply means that your purpose was given to you by what? By your father. You got your own jawbone, so you can't use Samson's jawbone. You got your own smooth stone, so you can't use David's smooth stone. You got your own coat of many colors, so you can't use Joseph's coat of many colors. You got your own staff that you can throw down when you go before Pharaoh. You got your own staff, so you can't use Moses' staff. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness, but you don't see value in it, so you left your smooth stone and you took somebody else's smooth stone and you threw that stone at David and it didn't do nothing. I mean, at Goliath. Because your stone, your glory, your glow is designed for you to flow. Now, the flow, oh man, that is, ooh, wow. The flow is like a river. Like, I mean, when you're in the flow, It's crazy. I can't even put it. Let me rephrase that. I can put it into the English language. Let me stop saying that. I can put it into the English language. See, eagles fly alone. See, never confuse learning philosophy with action, mastery. See, mastery, my brothers and sisters, that's how you grow. Why is it that people are attracted to certain things? It's called magnetism. So the glory of God is the magnetism of God, not you. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Notice the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. It did not say you will make room for you and take you before kings. You focusing on promoting you, and you left your jawbone. You left the smooth stone. You left your coat of many colors. You left your staff. See, you need the amulet of God. It's called the word of God. It's the seal. But the word of God is not written on tablets of stone any longer. He's written on the mind and the hearts of his people. And since you're not in love with you, that means you're not in love with God. You see, you are in love with symbols of God, but you're not in love with the substance of God. I'm not interested in being well-known. I'm not interested in being like T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar. I'm interested in producing the results that passes T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar. What does that mean? That means that when I was on my way home from Dallas and I saw that young lady with the 5 kids and she asked me for money and I said no and my gut said check it out, and I followed the husband and I saw that the husband was out there trying to, you know, he was hustling trying to get some money for gas. The wife and kids was there, and I went back, put some gas in the lady's car and gave her some money. Why did I do that? Did I do that for show? There was nobody around. I didn't do that for show. I did that because of the glow, because of the connection with God, because of a personal, private. My relationship with God is private. I don't go out and talk about it. I don't wear no freaking T-shirts. I don't freaking promote it. I ain't trying to make no money off of it. My relationship with God is private. So if you don't have a private relationship with God, then you don't have the glow. Now, the reason why this is so important, because I need you to understand something that very few people really understand. Now, mastery, see, until you make money, mastery doesn't mean anything. The reason why I like talking about money is because everybody else is afraid of it. Now, I purposely do things like, the last video I did, I wore an Obama for President shirt, and I posted it on YouTube. And like I thought, somebody took the bait. And somebody asked me, man, I like your video, man, but why you got that Obama shirt on? Obama didn't do nothing for this. They missed the whole message. They was looking at the symbol, and they didn't get no substance. Now, brothers and sisters, the word glory is mentioned 402 times in the 371 verses in the King James Bible. 402 times the word glory is mentioned. And most of the time it's referring to the glory of God or the glory of the Lord. All through the Old Testament, all through the New Testament, you can find the word glory mentioned a plethora of times. Now, in the Old Testament, when you find the glory of God, it's interesting because the word glory, that means glow and then ray. Now, when we break it down, or when if you were to break it down in the original text, you're going to find this meaning. And actually, let me pull it up in the original Hebrew because I need you to understand. Because when I say purpose, I'm talking about the glory of God. So regular English, the word glory means diakonia. It means your service or your ministry. See, right now, you probably have a business or you probably have a product or you're probably engaged in some type of capitalistic endeavor. Right now, you are making money or you're in the pursuit of making money. The key to being rich is to enrich the lives of other people. Now, I have an acronym for the glory or the glow. It's the word HOPE, helping other people evolve. When I started, it was 20 years ago, it was helping other people earn. And then I changed it as I grew. And now the acronym is helping other people evolve. Because the word evolve is the word love, E-V-O-L. If you turn it around, it's L-O-V-E, evolve and love. So I knew faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is love. So all my life, I've been making money. You know, some years was better than others. But what was missing was love. I did a small YouTube video, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Man, if y'all can get this, man, if you can get this, man, if you could just get this. I did a video about people who get tired. I talked to people and they're tired of serving God. They're tired of being married. They're tired of going to work. They're tired of raising children. They're tired. I talked to a lot of people that are tired. Excuse me. They are exhausted. And I go to the gym two, sometimes three times a day. Last night I was up all night. Got up, down, went up, eats, walked around, got on YouTube, got off YouTube, worked on some reports, came down here, went back to sleep, got up again. I have a hard time sleeping. I've been like that since I can remember, since I was 21. Because I'm like a kid on Christmas Day. Like Dr. Spann said yesterday, on Saturday when we interviewed her about relationships, she said the key to a relationship, maintaining her relationship, her and her husband was married, I think she said 36 years, and she said that every day was date day. Now, me and my wife, we have date night, and we usually do it on a Friday or Saturday night. And then Dr. Spann shared with me, well, every night with her and her husband is a Friday or Saturday night. Every day. And I thought about, damn, what if I viewed and looked at my wife like that, where every day was date. Because, see, when you go on a date, you get dressed up, you get to go out somewhere fancy, you get to go to a movie. What if every day, what if going to the mail, what every day date? Now, that's what I'm talking about. See, glory is a connection with the substance of purpose, not purpose. See, my purpose is to uplift the spirit of humanity. But where did I get that from? That's the symbol. See, my purpose, I uplift your spirit by breaking down the definitions of words. So one of the words, and speaking of that, one of the words we're going to break down today is the word glory in the Hebrew.
Strong's H, 3519. Kavod. Kavod.
Kavod. Kavod is the first word of seven words that make up the English word glory, according to, again, the Old Testament. And again, you go Genesis, Exodus, any one of the scriptures in the Old Testament and look up the word kavod. It means the word glory. It means abundance. It means riches. It means dignity. It means reverence. So the word glory starts off with its foundational meaning, which is abundance. Now, brothers and sisters, I've been saying this for 25 years. What is missing is that abundant, riches, splendid, reverence mentality, despite your reality. The word abundance, it actually means it means heaviness of a cornucopia and also a copiousness. That the word copy and then the word ush and the word nish, spelled C-O-P-I, like copy, the I for the Y, C-O-P-I-O-U-S-N-E-S-S. Now, the reason why this is so important is because I don't know nobody who has that mentality 24-7, 365, including myself. I wake up, some days I have a good day, some days I have a bad day. On the days that I have bad, on the day that you have a bad day, how do you get back to copiousness? How do you get the feeling of a cornucopia? That means a lot. That means a plethora. So how do you maintain? The word glory, that's what it means. Now, in English, inside of my book, The Standard, it means omnibenevolent. It means always good. It means the highest possible good. Every day, all day, 24-7, 365, you should vibrate in your highest possible good. But you're not. That's the problem. I don't know nobody who is, including me. Now, I'm pretty good. But the enemy catches me off guard sometimes, and then I find myself like, oh, whoa, why am I feeling bad? I just walk up, and it's interesting. 2 or 3 hours go by, and then I snap like, what the hell is going on? Let me get the correct pronunciation of this word for you.
Copious.
Copious.
Copious. Copious.
So copiousness. So if you don't have copiousness, that's the definition of the word glory in the Old Testament. Now we're going to get to the New Testament. But the old copiousness, the word copious means having or yielding abundant supply. It means exhibiting abundance or fullness as of thoughts or words. Copiousness. The word glory, the glow ray, means you got a ray of copiousness that's sent to you by the Father. I don't know why you're not receiving it. The Father told me to ask you, what the hell is going on? So I'm going to ask you, what are you doing, boo-boo? So the Father warns you, well, this is what he asked me this morning. He's like, Negro, what are you doing? You're not copiousness enough. So now remember, the glow establishes the flow, and the flow allows you to grow. So the only reason you're not growing is because you're not flowing. And then, now remember, if you dam up a river, it turns green, it gets algae because the oxygen, out of the belly flows rivers of living water. Living. Now, the name of the church that me and my wife go to, my wife's father is the pastor of the church, the founder of, just so happens, like, what are the chances? What are the chances? What are the freaking chances that the name of the church is the fountain of living water? 20 years ago, I went to the book of Jeremiah, and I did a series, a show on cisterns, a cistern. Now, a cistern is something that holds water. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, it says that men have created for themselves cisterns that can't hold water. Instead of operating in the fountain of living water. Now I discovered that, talked about that, researched that 10 years before I met my wife, 5 years before I started going to that church, the fountain of living water. So you may have a fountain and you may have water, but is it living? So you got dead water from a dead God, from a dead book. You need to have the living water from the living God that flows. The glow activates the water so that it flows, so that way you can grow. Plants do not grow if you give it dead water. You can't grow if you get dead words. You need to be hanging out with somebody who have a relationship with the living God, not the dead one. A lot of people got a dead God. They God don't hunt. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because remember, as I said at the beginning of the show, never invest scared energy. Never. That's the kiss of death. You just doomed yourself. Never, ever. If you're scared, stay at home. If you never buy a program, don't invest in my program with scared money. Never invest scared money. If you got $10 and you're scared to invest that $10, you know you got a bill coming up, keep that $10 in your pocket, homie. Don't send it my way. Don't send it nobody. Don't invest with scared money. Don't start a business with scared energy. Don't do shizness until you glowing. Because if you start scared, you're operating in fear, doubt, and unbelief. You're going to draw fear, doubt, and unbelief. Remember, it's the energy. Money is just a symbol. What is the mindset behind money? The Bible is just a symbol. What is the substance behind the symbol? Everything you got is a symbol. Money is a symbol. Diamonds is a symbol. Food is a symbol. The sun is a symbol. Everybody got symbols. Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with a symbol called a jawbone. But what was the substance behind the symbol? That's the glow. Samson knew that the jawbone, that's why after he slew those 1,000 Philistines, the next verse says he dropped the jawbone in the dirt. He didn't worship it. He didn't build no shrine to it. We don't have a book in the Bible called the jawbone, because it's not about the jawbone. It's about the God that created the jawbone. And so we got to go deeper, man. You got a cross. That's great. You got a name. That's outstanding. What does it mean, man? What does the name of Jesus mean? What is the substance behind the name? You got a cross. What does the cross represent? What does it mean? If we go into the Bible, into the body, there's a molecule or enzyme in the body called laminin that looks like a cloth, that looks like a cross. But laminin is a gluon. What is a gluon? The fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily in him, Christ. Christ is the fullness of the Godhead, meaning he's the glue. That's why you got laminin inside the body that looks like a cross. Now, I have all this inside of my book called Christian. That's just one of a plethora of things. So gluons hold the body together. So if you worship the body without understanding the meaning of the body, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit? Your body is the temple. So this one friend of mine that emailed me, he's talking about the word universe. I've been saying, according to Jude 1:6, again, there's only one chapter in Jude, verse 6, it says that we are chained in everlasting darkness. That's you and me. The Bible also talks about, you know, again, the blind leading the blind. The Bible says that there is none righteous. Now, again, this stops your glow. Now, remember the word glory, it means copious or copiousness, which means having a large quantity of abundance or plentiful. It means that you are exhibiting opus, O-P-S. That just simply means that you got a plethora, you got a lot. It means abundance. It's an abundance. It means ample, A-M-P-L-E, ample supply. It means that you have profuse amount. So in the morning, if you wake up and if that thought is not in your brain, a thought of, now again, I'm reading from dictionary.com, the word copious, it means from the Latin copious, which means plentiful. So in your brain, if you don't got plentiful, you're not connected with the big G. The source is off. You got to go back, go to sleep, wake back up, and then you wake up plentiful. If you don't have that thought, abundance, it means ample. It means profuse. It means power. It means wealth. It means resources. It means the ability to work, to produce an abundance, copious. That's what the word glory means. So the glory of God, it means the plentifulness of God. It means the ampleness of God. It means the abundance of God. It means the plentifulness of God. It means the power of God. It means the resources of God. You got that at your disposal, and you worried about what? A light bill? That means that you're not connected with Samson, David, Moses, Joseph. We go all through the biblical characters. In the book of Hebrews, I like the Hebrews 11, because that is called the Faith Hall of Fame. And it says, by this they all obtained a good report. Now, if you read Hebrews 11, it lists a plethora of people. This, what do they have? They have faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They didn't look at the outside. Bank account says zero. The brain says millions. Bank says zero, brain says 1 million. Who's going to win that war, the bank or your brain? See, the problem is your outside demonstration is overriding your inside revelation. That's cutting out the glory. So the glory of God, the word glow means the glory of God. Okay, Brother Will, who is God? What is God? Where is he? I want to talk to him. Man, that's a great question, bro. I'm glad you asked. God means grantor of destinies, G-O-D, grantor of destinies. God is the G-O-D, God-ordained destiny. If you find your destiny, you've just found your God. So let me make sure you understand the glory. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you understand, brothers and sisters. So you got to, number one, you got to get in glory. That means you got to get in purpose. You got to get in your deacon in. Now remember, not a business, not a job, your service and your ministry. Now, service and ministry is different from employment or what you do. Service and ministry is what you love. Now, you cannot get, now, as I talked about before, women, how much love do you have for your children, and when does it run out? When do you stop? Now, I talked to my sisters, and I know my sisters, they got children. I see my sister's daughters post up on Facebook. I know that my sister Brenna has two daughters, my nieces, Bianca, and I know if my niece called my sister and my sister got it, I know they got it. I don't even have to ask because I know my sister. My sister always takes care of her kids. Now, if I bring my sister on this show right now and I ask her, Brenda, when does it stop? When do you cut them off? You know what Brenda will say? I ain't even got to ask her. I already know she will say the same thing that every other mother will say. If I got it, they got it. The mother's love don't stop. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, you think that God has, there's something that you can do or done that stops God's flow of love towards you or get you out of the glory. Now, you can leave God, but God will never leave you, the source. Now, I know you've probably been taught. There was probably some Reverend Dr. Bishop who told you that if you do blank, you're going to get, you know, you get excommunicated. That's the problem. See, God only has one gear. Now, there's a bunch of little G's underneath the big G, but the big G, he's omnibenevolent. That's an attribute. That's really the only attribute he got. All the other ones are divisions of that one. He's always shining or giving or releasing something called benevolence. He's omnibenevolent. So the inability to connect with that definition is the problem. As I said before in the show that I did, nothing happens in your life until you think about yourself the way you think about your God. Nothing happens. Your life will suck. Now, you will get some measure of success, but you're going to be tired. How come I don't get tired? Now, my brothers and sisters can come over here and they will tell you. I've been doing what I'm doing right now since birth. When I was a little kid, I used to harass my sister so much, they would just get rocks, bricks, whatever. Willie, get your ass away from me, boy. Stop playing. That's all I did all day, just harass my brothers and sisters. I played all day. I didn't know how to turn it off. I go to church playing, went to school playing. That's all I did. They say when you watch a kid play, you're watching a kid at work. So thankfully, I remember that when I saw my youngest son, Kendrick. Now he's in Spain. He's at University of Texas because I didn't cut off his flow because it came from his glow. So your glow is what you love, not what you're doing right now. See, you're not doing what you love because you don't see no money in it. How do I know? It took me 50 years to see the money in mine. People said, I came out the womb talking. I'm telling you, I could bring my brothers and sisters down here. People who know me when I was a little whippersnapper, I came out the womb doing two things, talking and caring. Look at my deaconing report. What does it say? that sixes and threes. That's all I do is I talk and I care. But I just happen to care about what I'm talking about, and I talk about what I care about. What is your – you've been doing it since birth. You came out of the womb doing it. That's the glow. The glow is not what you know. The glow is innate, meaning the glow is what you was born with. That's the glow. See, the glory of God is inside of the DNA of men. God, the name Yahweh means God eternal within the body. Yahweh Shinvahi is real meaning. What does that mean? That God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. That's what it says in the Bible. But he's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So if you want to know what you call to do, again, just look what you've been through. That's, again, your glory. So we got the definition in the Hebrew from the Old Testament of the English word glory. And everybody, make sure you understand that it means abundance. So next time somebody tells you God doesn't want you wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a totally relationship, they say, well, the God I got does. Now, the one you got, okay, that you probably got one of Judges chapter 10, verse 6 gods. Or Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Now, that list, those two verses in the Bible list all of the other gods. But it doesn't list the gods that I serve. And most people I talk to, we don't serve the same God. Because when they talk to me about their God, man, I don't like that God either. So, see, I only hang out with the big G, not none of the little G's that's also listed in the Bible. You can go into the Bible and it says, then says the Lord unto Moses. And I'm reading Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. It then says the Lord, and now the word Lord is in all caps, which means fictitious person. That's their fictitious God. That's not the real one. So in the Bible, they just mix the little G's up with the big G's. And they left it up to you to discern which one they're talking about. And most people cannot trace the word back to find whether it's talking about the fallen God or the risen one, whether it's the God of the south or the God of the north. They just mixed them all together. Again, who? Well, Jeremiah says that you have inherited lies from your father. What? Matthew 23 says, scribes and Pharisees, for you took away the key of knowledge. What's the key of knowledge? Jots and tittles. That means they took out vowels. That's why the Hebrew language only has consonants. It's a masculine language. That's why women, you sit in the back, keep your mouth closed. Why? There is no love. Jesus brought back love and compassion. Before that, it was just reason and logic. Now we need whole brain thinking, which the word kleros, where I get the word kleronomics. So I developed a whole system based upon the economy of heaven, not the economics of earth. So my cistern that it talks about in the book of Jeremiah holds water. It is the fountain of living water that flows from the big G. So my glory is not of myself, because myself, I cannot find nowhere in Scripture where it says that myself will make room for myself and take myself before kings. It says that my gift, which is the glory of God, it's the attributes and characteristics that was given to me by God. That, my brother, that, my sister, will take you before kings. Your gift will open doors for you. Your gift, not you. So what is your gift? Oh, you don't know. Okay, well, that's where I come in. But I can tell you exactly what your gift is, because it's behind a symbol. What symbol, brother? Were those letters in your name? The letter W in my name. So the I in my name means something. The L means something. The L means something. Then I got another I. Then I got an E. Those letters are attributes and characteristics that was loaned to me by God, so that way I can be animated. I can glow. But if I don't operate in those attributes and characteristics, that's called name, N-A-M. The E is silent. Turn it around, M-A-N. Now, the word universe actually means you, Y-O-U. Don't tell nobody I told you this. Uni, look at the word universe. Before we break down the last piece of the puzzle for glow, tomorrow we will break down flow. The flow to me is the most important. Well, I can't say that. Because without the glow, you don't get the flow. You don't get in this perpetual motion. You ever jump into a stream that's with fast moving water? So what do you do to have, what do you got to move? What do you have to do, brother? What do you have to do, sister, to move downstream with the flow? What do you do? Let me think. Hold on a minute. Y'all know I'm not that bright. Let me see. Nothing. You are correct. So if you're working very hard, something's wrong. So people ask me, Brother Will, how do you do 3 shows a day? Brother, go to the gym 3 times a day, getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep. You do all this stuff. How do you again? Now, I run circles around. That's why I married my wife. She's a lot younger than me because a woman my age can't can't keep up with me. Most men my age, they can't keep up. I ain't bragging. I just got in the flow. It requires no effort and no energy for me to do what I do. None. Zero. I can do this all day. I've been talking for an hour, as you can see. I could talk for 3, 4, 5 hours. It's just that I know y'all got shit to do. If y'all were sitting and listening to me all day, I would talk all day. My wife would tell you. My children would tell you. Maybe my kids would get in trouble. I would talk to them for hours. Okay, Dad. Okay, Dad. We got. Yes, sir. We're not going to do that no more. Boy, sit down and listen. Okay, Dad. They know. My children weren't afraid of getting whoopings. My children, they just wanted me to shut the hell up. Because my dog behind can talk all day, every day, 24/7, 365. But I came out the womb like that. So what are you doing that you should not be doing right now? See, right now what you're doing, you should not be doing it because that's not your purpose. How do I know? You're tired. If you're doing something right now and you are tired, you woke up this morning and you're like, ugh. Now, I've been there. It took me, again, 50 years. So you've been doing it how long, boo-boo? How old are you, 20? I got shoes your age, man. So if you've been in the game for 20 years, you know, you're 21 years old or you're 30 years old, and you know, struggling a little bit, you know, you're a little disappointed, you're about ready to throw in the towel. Like, man, Brother Will, you know, I don't know what to do, but God's not listening to me, man. Stick around, boo-boo. Let me make sure you understand. See, the word universe, it actually means you, never, N-I-V-E-R, which is the word never, and then the S-E means see. The word universe actually means you will never see. Now, the hardest thing for people to wrap their brain around is what it talks about inside of my book, what I have inside of my book, again, the Cosmogrator, which means cosmos. Grator, it means cosmos, this harmonious arrangement. And I put it in reverse, it means grator, cosmos. It means Lord of this harmony. Now, the Lord of this universe, this is an unauthorized production according to the ancient text. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology, but look at the word universe again. Now, remember, now, this is one of my clients, well, not clients, well, one of my YouTube buddies, who really broke this one down. So I've never said it this way. I've always said what it says in Jude 6. Your DNA is out of this body. Now, your body is dirt. I love the way, you know, Pastor said, my wife's father said this weekend that everybody is just dirt. We all fighting over dirt. That's true. We're just all glorified dirt. But there's a spirit inside the dirt. So the dirt prevents you from seeing. The dirt is a symbol of a deeper substance. What does that mean in English? The only reason that you're not glowing is because you're not knowing. What are we supposed to know, Brother Will? You're supposed to know that we are in an environment that inhibits your ability to see because you are inside of a prism, a P-R-I-S-M, a P-R-I-S-M. Now, remember, all color can only exist when white light is shined through a prism. Now, the word prism, P-R-I-S-M, it means a transparent solid body in a triangular shape or base. Let me say that again. Transparent means that it's invisible, you can't see. Solid body. That's called an apparition. Some people call it a ghost. Some people call it a demon. Some people call it whatever you want to show. The big G is being in the ancient text. Where my name comes from, the name Bethesda, in the ancient text, it means interceptor of the light. The name luminescence, where we get the word Lucifer, means light interceptor. It means light manipulator. So that means a solid, transparent body, invisible body, you can't see it, is manipulating the light. Now, is there anybody who do not understand that statement? If you do not, just go to type in electromagnetic spectrum. Notice it's a spectrum. Now, remember, the word universe means you never see. If you're in this universe that you can't see, unless you connect to the source on the opposite side of the triangle. What's now on the right, you got seven colors. On the left, you got one color. If you do not connect with the big G, you get the seven little G's. Those call your chakra system inside of your body. Now, the word, again, N-I-V-E-R, is a play on the word N-E-V-E-R, or Nivar. So the UNA, the word U and I, or the word U, really the letter U, is really the word U inside the word universe. And then we have the N-I-V-E. So N-I-V-E, we have the letter U, Y-O-U, that's you. N-I-V-E-R, that means never. And then the S-E, add the other E, that means see. So the word universe means you never see. Now the word universe means the totality of known. It means the whole world in reference to humanity. It means world or sphere, a sphere, S-P-H-E-R-E. So the word universe is actually what they call, what I know, as a word spell. It is a spell because you're spelling it. So the word universe is casting a spell on all existing matter, energy, or space. So that's what the word universe means. It means all existing matter. So matter means dura mater. The word matter means mater. Mater means mother. How did the universe happen? According to the ancient text, the one that's written way before the Bible. It says that Sophia, again, wanted to have an expression, an emanation that it talks about in the ancient text without the big G. That's where we get the word mater. That's inside the brain. Now, your brain has what they call a dura, D-U-R-A, mater, M-A-T-E-R, which means meter or matter or mother. So that's you are. You're made up of matter. Now, the word universe, it means all existing matter. The word matter is a play on the word mater, M-A-T-E-R, which is a play on the word mother. Now, I can go a little further down the rabbit trail if you would like, but, you know, we're pretty much out of time. But I need to make sure that you understand so that way you understand your glow. That connects you back to your father and your mother and the son. Where we get the Trinity from, our faith, hope, and love. So if you're not connected back to the true source, you got Judges 6:10 or Judges 10:6. Which one you got? You got one of those. Again, just look at, you know, because it lists all of the other maters, all of the other little G's. So there's a plethora of little G's running around acting like the big G. And unfortunately, many people, they don't have the glow because they don't know. So I'm an etymologist. So this is what I do every day, all day, 24/7, 365. So 1 John 14 says, and the word was made flesh and it dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Anybody comes up to you and they ain't full of grace and truth, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. That should be your reply. So somebody comes up to you, they don't got no grace. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with grace and truth. If they don't have these two attributes, That means that that's not the big G. So the word glory in the New Testament, now we broke it down in the Old, and we saw basically in the Old Old Testament, it meant abundance. It means a cornucopia. It means, again, fullness or a plethora or plentiful. So when we look at this word glory, because remember, you got to have the glow without it.
Strong's G, 1391, doxa. Doxa.
So the word glory in the New Testament, primarily, there's other meanings. Again, this is just one. This is the first base. We got to go seven layers deep. So tomorrow we'll continue, but let me give you the definition as we close out today's message. In the word in the New Testament, anytime you do with glory, it has to do with an opinion. It means your viewpoint. Now, this is really profound. The word glory in the New Testament is totally different from the word glory in the New and the Old Testament. So when we talk about the word glory in the New Testament, it's really interesting because like in Matthew 4:8, it says again, Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 says, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. So the word glory, it means opinion, it means judgment, it means your viewpoint, whether good or bad. Let me say it again. It means your opinion, your judgment, your viewpoint, whether good or bad. Let me say it again. If you don't now remember the glow, it means you got a plethora, you got a cornucopia of an opinion or a viewpoint, whether that opinion or that viewpoint is good or bad. Let me say it again. The word glory in the New Testament means you got an opinion. Where did you get that opinion from? Whatever was frequently repeated. It doesn't mean whether it was good or bad. It just means that you frequently heard something. So if I frequently tell you that the earth is flat since you was born, and I tell you every day the earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat, I frequently repeat it. Whether you go up and you actually form an opinion and a viewpoint that the earth is flat, whether right or wrong. So the word glory, where we get the word glow, means your opinion or your viewpoint that was formed based upon what was frequently repeated. And that allows you to be plentifully good or plentifully bad. So your glow is established what you know, and what you know establish how you glow. And then your glow establishes what we're going to talk about tomorrow, which is your flow. That's the animating principle of the body. That's why you can't stop it. Now remember, if you don't believe me, find a fast-moving river, jump in, and swim against the stream. That's what you're doing right now. See, right now your glow was established from what you frequently heard when you was a kid. You got the wrong glow. A lot of people saw Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with that jawbone. They picked up that jawbone, they took it home, they polished it off, they worshiped that jawbone. And that jawbone, it ain't got no glow. But they think it do because they saw it. A lot of people got statues. Now, I'm not against statues. That's a little dude with a big belly. You know, the whole religion is based upon this little dude with a big belly. Whole religion. It's a statue. A lot of people worship rocks and trees. And supposed to be over in India, they believe that cows are their ancestors. Here in America, we eat cows. But over there, they worship cows. And so, again, it's an opinion. So the glory, now again, doxa, it means a strong opinion. But how was this opinion formed? It means a judgment. It means an estimate. Whether this opinion or this judgment or this estimate is actually good or bad, doxa. So again, this doxa is very important because when we talk about the doxa, it comes from another Greek word.
G1380, dakeo. Dakeo.
So dakeo simply means like almost like you're going to get KO'd. So when you go in a boxing ring and you going up against a boxer and you get knocked out, that means dakeo. You got put to sleep. So dakeo simply means to be of an opinion, to think or suppose, to be reputed. It means that your opinion is so strong that you're not willing to move it. That's the glow. So the glow, you should be of an opinion. Now, hopefully, if you hang out with me, your opinion is going to be so strong because it's based upon the word of God that's written inside of your heart. And we're going to frequently repeat it so much that you're going to start to glow. Your glow is going to be so bright, it's going to establish what we're going to talk about tomorrow, which is the flow. So tomorrow we're going to talk about, now remember, I started off and this is what I did. Now, I didn't know. I just asked the Father, I need results. And then the Father said, okay, this is how you get results. Because what you got is what a lot of people got. Okay, what did I have, Father? I had an opinion that was based upon a symbol, but the symbol had no substance. So, like the people who saw Samson slew, defeat 1,000 Philistines with their jawbone, when Samson dropped it, they wouldn't pick it up. That's what I did. I picked up somebody else's weapon, and I went to battle. Never go to war with an unproven weapon. Never. Like in the Ghost in the Darkness, when he goes up against the lions and the lions come out and the dude shoots his gun, but it wasn't his gun. These fools traded weapons before they went to go hunt. As I was saying before, never invest with scared money. Never start a business. Never go get a job. Never go into a relationship. Never do nothing with a scared mentality. Wait until you are doxa. Wait until that you have a cornucopia or that you are copious. Wait until that you got a plentiful. Wait until you got a plethora. Wait until you got an abundance. Wait until that you are glory, that your glory, that you are of such a strong opinion that you've got dunamis power. Then that's where you move. Because we are living in a place where you can never see. You never see. The word universe means you never see. Since you can't see it, you can't be it. The enemy is hiding you from God. Because the word Lucifer comes from the word, again, a Latin word, lumiferens, which is in my book, Biolumiferens. It is the interfering of Lucifer with your biology. That's the name of the book, Bioluminescence. It's on my website. You can email me and pick it up today. It costs $99. If you haven't read the book, I recommend you read it. That's how Lucifer is preventing you from operating in your glory. So the word universe means that you're in a place where you can't see. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in electromagnetic spectrum, click on what you can see. According to science, you can see less than 1%. What the? So what's the other 99%? If you know, please email me today. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com if you know what is the other 99% that the universe is made up that you can't see. Now, and I'm going to need some documented proof. You know, send me some evidence as well. I'm not just going to take your word for it. But I don't think nobody knows. In fact, I know nobody knows. That's the reason why we stuck like Chuck down here in a place where you can never see. That's why it's called the blind leading the blind. That's what the Bible says. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says God searching to and fro just for one. He can't even find one. Not even one. So you're going to tell me you're the Lone Ranger? So what does that mean? That means that we got to go to the person who do know. We got to go find somebody who can see. Thankfully, his name is Jesus. Or Yahushua. Or the Son of God. Alpha and the Omega, the bright and morning star, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Slice it and dice it, whatever name floats your boat, you can go like I do. Hey, he has a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. Or you can go to the book of Revelation that said his name is the entire word of God. Whatever you want to do, homie, whatever floats your boat, okay, just make sure your boat is floated. Then you can activate the glow. You can activate the glow until you got a personal, private, productive relationship with the source. What does that simply mean? That simply means you got a purpose, which I gave you when I gave you a Dear Kenny report, even if you don't know what it means. That's why you need to come to the seminar in Dallas so you can understand, or just continue to listen to the show, because I tell everybody the truth, but I already know that they're not going to be able to receive it. That's why I got a life management system, so we can do one-on-ones, and I can break it down for you step by step and unveil level by level. Why? Because I just did the show yesterday. Whenever you solve one problem, you uncover another more complicated problem. If you don't have the ability to solve problems, then you will not be able to get in the flow. So tomorrow we'll continue with part two of this three-part series entitled The Glow, The Flow to Grow. Remember, brothers and sisters, you got to find the glow. That's your purpose. Thankfully, I've already helped you find that. Once you find the purpose, then we've got to activate it. That's tomorrow. We're going to talk about how to create the flow. And then after that, we're going to talk about how to continue to grow. Get out of God's way so the big G can operate it in you as you manifest himself through you. That's how you get the flow, create, get the glow, create the flow, and continue to grow. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back of all my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.